Good morning. It is time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me in the studios this morning, I've got Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Jeff?
I'm so happy to be here today. The weather's good. School's almost out. Life is good.
You know what? The weather has been incredible. Beautiful. We've got a huge weekend coming up. Normally, this is a big weekend for anyone. It's the Memorial Day holiday, but we're throwing graduation in with that. We're throwing the first weekend of summer. This is a big weekend in our area.
It's the kickoff, and you know we're going to beef up our law enforcement presence around for many reasons. Travel safety, we want everyone to travel to their destination safely. Make sure you have your seatbelts on. Take your time. Don't be an aggressive driver. Don't speed. Don't make bad passes. I mean, we do have one of the top 10 deadliest highways that run through our county with Highway 6. So we want to make sure that's people are careful there. And then graduation night. All too often we hear of tragedy that happens on these occasions, and we really want our graduates to enjoy this time in their life. We want them to celebrate, but we want them to do so responsibly. So we're cracking down on the underage drinking issues that we have, and that's an issue in our county, so we're working towards curbing that a little bit. So there'll be an enhanced law enforcement presence through a collaborative effort of all agencies out and about for graduation night and through the weekend. So,
well, it's really important to, I mean, everybody wants to get out and celebrate and, you know, we're done with high school. This is a big deal. But look at the long-term effects of a situation that has gone bad.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the beginning of your life, literally.
Yeah,
you want to celebrate it, but you have to do that responsibly.
Be responsible, and your time will come when you can legally do these things. So,
right, exactly. Well, Sheriff, aside from that, a lot of people getting out this weekend, going out to the lakes, maybe going somewhere to go camping where there's a river or a stream. Very, very safe.
Yeah, they're dangerous right now. The rivers are swollen. The streams are swollen. Make sure you're mindful of your pets and your children, and they're not near the stream. I think the last one I heard about, the kid's dog got into the stream, and the kid tried to save the dog, and the kid drowned. So.
Oh, my gosh. So, I mean, this is happening time and time again.
Yeah.
You told me of a situation like that was similar a couple of months ago. So be very, very careful. These streams are dangerous. They're quick. And they're still cold. And I think that that's the reason why so many people are overcome so quickly.
Extremely cold. You just can't really survive long in there and definitely can't swim for very long in there. It's coming out of the snowpack. So even at my farm, my irrigation water, I was working with that last night. And it's cold. Your hands hurt after you get them wet from that. So, yeah, stay out of the streams. Now, search and rescue is swift water trained. They will come and rescue you if they can get there in time.
Right. That's one of those situations where, I mean, all emergency situations, time is very important. But this is one where, I mean, even just trying to say this is happening and help her right this very second, they leave Price, it might be too late.
Yeah, it might be very well too late. So, and, you know, keep in mind, if you're a bystander, do what you can to help, but don't put yourself in the water because it'll drown you as well.
Exactly.
So,
well, Sheriff, before I let you head out of here, let's talk about the demo derby. It is coming up quick.
So August 12th is when the demolition derby for search and rescue is going to be. Registration, you can register at Tire King and get the rules there for a car. Registration is $25 until June 30th. After June 30th, it goes to $50 to register a car in the derby. So we're looking forward to a great show this year. I've heard of a lot of interest of people wanting to build cars, and we're thinking of maybe doing some something different for food out there this year too. We haven't decided yet, but there'll be the standard, the burgers, the dogs, all that good stuff to eat. But we're wanting to do something else, so we'll see what else we can come up with.
Well, if you are interested in registering for the 2017 Demolition Derby, make sure to head on over to Tire King before June 30th. If you head over there right now or before June 30th, it's only $25. And after that, it doubles. So you got to get in there quick.
Yeah, and you can have an 80s or newer chain and bang is one class. There's the minis class. There's the truck class. And then we have what we call the misfit class. So if you have a car that doesn't fit into any of those categories, it's a misfit.
It fits in one.
Yeah, that's probably what my car is going to be this year, is a misfit.
It's a misfit.
Yeah.
Hey, it's suiting for you, right?
I think so.
I think so, too.
I think it fits or misfits.
It misfits. It's a black sheep. Well, Sheriff, thanks so much for coming in this morning and giving us an update on graduation. Keep in mind that kids are going to be so excited. I'm not kidding you. Anywhere from elementary all the way up to high school graduates, they're having a hard time focusing this week. So they're still sitting outside for the buses in the mornings. They don't care.
They don't. And you know, the There's not as many of them. Some of the schools have kind of reduced days this week, but they're still there. Keep an eye out, and the buses may run at a different time. So just be watchful. Yeah.
They're out going field trips. They're doing everything. They're all over the place. Kids are bonkers this week. And, hey, they've got a good reason.
I saw a little group of kids walking up Carbon Avenue headed out on a field trip somewhere. A whole class, it looked like. So,
yeah. Well, be careful. Watch for these kids. And seniors, be very responsible this week for graduation. The Carbon County Sheriff's Department and other law enforcement in our area are definitely cracking down on underage drinking. So be responsible. And like the sheriff said, you will get your time. And you will get your time, definitely, if you are responsible this weekend.
Yeah, and time goes fast, kids. Trust me. I remember when I was 18 and invincible, but it goes fast.
Before you know it, you're in your 30s, and you said, what happened?
Yeah, just enjoy it.
Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Sheriff Jeff Wood, and you are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. For additional information on this interview and much more, check it out on our website, castlecountryradio.com.